SAFM on a Friday morning, and time again when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, let's start with gold. You say that South Africa has been stripped of its gold crown by China, but now Australia is poised to become the first country to excel at mining on the ocean floor.
Yes, top professor from the University of Toronto has tipped Australia to excel at mining gold and copper from the seabed. Now, there are two companies that are actually located in Australia but listed on the Toronto Exchange and also the London Exchange, and we've got very seafaring names, Nautilus and also Neptune. And those companies are now setting about to mine the seabed and particularly pursuing gold and copper. Now, we've always had the crown for good gold production and also worn the crown for being able to mine at depth. But they say it's far easier to put a pipe 3 kilometers down through the water than to sink a shaft through rock. And they also point to the massive sulfides, the seafloor sulfides that they are targeting, which contain large quantities of gold, large quantities of copper. So they are using some South African technology, of course, because De Beers has always been an expert on mining diamonds in the sea. And in fact, the world's most advanced company at doing that. But when it comes to gold, it's another issue. And it's now seen that Australia will possibly be the first to succeed and excel at making sure that they get the gold and copper treasure off the seafloor.
Very much a mining theme to our discussion this morning. Vast quantities of raw chromite ore still being allowed to leave the country's shores in what you say is an unbeneficiated form. This would deny the country wealth and obviously job opportunities as well.
That's right. Just when we thought that the hullabaloo of last year had made sure that there was legislation to prevent our chrome ore going out in raw form, we are now still selling the family silver at a tenth of what we should be getting for it. So this kills jobs, it kills revenue, and it demoralizes those who are spending a lot of money to beneficiate. So the government promised, in fact, quite emphatically in this time last year, that it would introduce legislation to stop this. That legislation, unfortunately, wasn't put through separately. It was combined with big changes to the Minerals Act, and it's now got bogged down in Parliament and, in fact, thrown back to the Portfolio Committee. During the same period of time, the Indians have managed to slap good tariff protection twice over, and we have actually, as South Africans, done nothing, and we are far more mature industry when it comes to chromite ore and beneficiation of chrome. And now with the power crisis, of course, a lot of the people doing it will say, well, look, it's far less energy intensive just to mine this ore and send it out rather than beneficiate it. So it looks like there may be quite a lot of time now that we will just be selling the family silver at a tenth of what we should be getting for it.
Problems as well, or concerns with the country's coal quality. You say it's going downhill so fast that use needs to be found urgently for this mountain of reject coal that's currently being built up.
That's right. Eskom has warned about this build-up of reject coal. At a recent conference, they said we need to look to ways to try and use this. Of course, you can see it in two ways. Either it's an environmental scourge that you've got a build-up of this reject duff coal and mountains are forming, or you can say, well, look, there's energy in there and let's turn it to account. Well, Eskom are looking towards the latter, where they'll kill two birds with one stone and remove this mountain of discard coal that has built up over the years, about 1 billion tons worth and growing at about 60,000 tons a year, and at the same time use technology known as fluidized bed technology in order to generate power from this. Well, it's something that hasn't happened in South Africa before, where we make use of fluidized bed technology to turn this to a power and electricity, but it does happen elsewhere in the world, and so it is now urgent that we do something. As our coal in Mpumalanga goes downhill, the quality drops, we're going to get more duff coal, as they call it, and before the Waterberg actually starts taking over and providing a better quality of coal, there could be technology put to use so that we can take this reject coal and turn it into valuable electricity.
Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, back at the coalface, same time next Friday.